The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Markin, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Perek Shnayim Oichzin has been graciously dedicated by Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Friedman Esquire and family, Le'ilui Nishmas, his mother, Hena Malka Aleh HaShalom, Bas Rav Yaakov Yitzchak Levi Zatzal, Hashem Yinkoim Domov. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for her neshama.
The sugya of Shvach is from the greatest Shvach sugyas, and really the truth is that there are two parts to the sugya. This Bachir gave a Shvach that if you owe somebody money and you sell the karka to somebody, and the person that buys the karka is a Meshabech and makes improvements on the karka, what happens in Mela, if the Bachir can be given from that Shvach, from those improvements. And there's a sugya of Shvach by a Gazlan, which means that you buy karka and you make improvements, and the improvements happen by themselves in Tzach Gezula. Later on it's found out to be a stolen property, and the lekech that wants to get reimbursed for the money that he spent, or he wants to get reimbursed from the improvements of the karka. So we're going to focus really on that part of the sugya of Shvach Agabi Gzela. Now, there are really two aspects in the sugya of Shvach by Gzela. Shmuz Rochamal, Reuven buys a karka, and Reuven makes improvements on the karka. He plants trees, maybe builds a house, and then he finds out that the karka was stolen. And the karka, Feshtetzach, goes back to the real Bailam, to the Nigzal. And Reuven the Lekach, he wants to get reimbursed for the loss that he had or for the improvements that he made. Now, there are two issues over here, and two places where Reuven is possible to have a tefiyah where he could try to get his money back from. There's a man that sold it to him, right, with the pretense that it was a good mechira, and the karka taka belonged to the mecha, and because he trusted him and relied on him, he went ahead and he made the shvach. He was made simois, and he made these improvements in the field. And now that it's taken away, he wants to hold him responsible for his loss. That's one inyan, one issue. Besides that, there's the Nigzal himself. Right, there's a halacha din that if someone is there, take chadash shachaveri, if someone goes down to his friend's field without his knowledge, and he's mashviachit, he makes a shvach, he makes an improvement on the field. So the radinim, he has a certain right to get a certain amount of reimbursement, whether it's for the hitzah, the money that it cost him, or whether if it's for the shvach itself, right, this that the owner's kark is now worth more, he could be tevei that money from him. But this is to give rid of the teich of the shachavir shabidaitai, and he made a shvach on it, that he has a certain tviya to get paid by the owner of the field. So now when this kark goes back to the nigzal, when the karka goes back to the nigzal, so if there's a shvach on the karka of the nigzal, so he has a right, he has a tefiyas moment on the nigzal because he made a shvach on his karka. Now there are these two places that he could be tevei from. So it's really that you could really both tefiyas coexist at the same time. If there's money that he could get from the nigzal, from the person that the karka was stolen from, maybe that money he won't be able to get from the gazlan. If there's money that he could get from the gazlan, then maybe he won't be able to be tevei from the nigzal. And maybe this chiyuvim that the gazlan might have, his nigzal might not have. or maybe vice versa. So to figure out exactly where what his tvi is and where he's supposed to collect this money, where he's supposed to collect this money from. Now the klal normally is that if you go down to your friend's field shlemidaite and you make a shvach, make improvements, that if the shvach, the improvement, is yoisalahitza, is more than the money it cost them to make the improvements, the halach is that you take the hitza, the amount of money that it cost you, the cost that was necessary for these improvements, you take that hitza from the Baal HaSodeh. You take that hitza from the Baal HaSodeh. Masha'en Kain, if the hitza is more than the shvach, then the halach is, you could only take the sheer shvach, which means if you caught the cost was more than the improvements, it cost more to try to make improvements in the karak than the actual value of the karak went up. So then you could only get from the Baal HaSodeh the shvach kashir. You only have to the shvach kashir the hitzah kashir shvach, which means you could only get how much his karak was actually improved. That's how much money you could take out. Now in the Shulchan Aruch it says that this is the amount in that you could take from the nigzal. The amount of the normal yerel tefsad shechaver, that amount that you could take when you improve someone's karka shlemi daite, you could take that amount from the nigzal. But the rest of the money, which means, let's say the shvach was more than the hitza, which is from the Gemara, halacha is a bad amount you get from the Gazlan. Now the reason why you get it from the Gazlan, the Gemara explains, is because when a person sells a karka, he sells it by achrayis. He sells it that he takes full achrayis, he's mechayv himself, that if the karka is lost from the buyer because it was stolen, he's going to reimburse it. But besides that, in that chrayis, it says mefurish that any hitzah or shvach that's made in the karka, he's going to pay for that shvach if the karka is ultimately taken away. And so too, if the hitzah is more than the shvach, if the hitzah is more than the shvach, then from the nigzal you take the share of the shvach, the amount of the improvement, but from the gazlan he has to reimburse you for the money that you put out, because that was part of his achrayis. Now, in the sugya, there's Rashi. Rashi, which says that the sugya is discussing an aspect that when you got the karka, it was in the same condition that it was the same condition as it was at the time that it was stolen from the original owner. And Rishonim ask Akasha and Rashi, they don't understand Rashi, what is the condition of the field that is an issue between the gazlan and the nigzal? What is that to the lekeach? So there's a tshuva from the Shava Kohen, and he explains the Gemara, explained Rashi, wants to explain the Shita Sarif, but he really is trying to explain the steer between these two tzias, which means really there's a tzia, like we explained, there's a tzia on the nigzal and there's a tzia on the gazlan, which means the man that sold you the field, really he took a chrayis, you should come to him and say, you have full responsibility, you have full chiyuvim for money that I made, that I laid out, or for the shvach that I created. You have to reimburse me for it. So why do we say that he has to go to the nigzal then we go straight to the Gazlan. His dealings should be only with the Gazlan. If the Gazlan is Mekabel Achrayis, and the Gazlan has to pay him, so then maybe the Gazlan will then turn around and have a tvi on the Nigzal. But as if, let's say, you hire a worker. If you hire a worker, the worker can't go ahead and be tevei from the Baal HaSode that I made you a shvach, I was moitzi mois, I had a loss. He goes to the man that hired him, whatever wages they agreed, he gets those wages. Now, the man that hired him, maybe his dealings is with the owner of the field. So once the Gazlan is Mekabel Achrayis, he's saying, whatever you put in, whatever you create, whatever you produce, I'm going to reimburse you if it's taken away. So the Chayra, it's as if the person that bought the field is working for the Gazlan. He's getting paid for it. Whatever he's doing, he's getting paid for it. So he goes ahead to explain that really the tefiah of the lekeach, the man that bought the field, is really coming mikoyach, that the man that sold him the field, the Gazlan, he would have a tefiah on the nigzal. So since the Gazlan himself has a tefiah on the nigzal, he could go back to the nigzal. Therefore, the Gazlan, when he's mekabel achrayis to the lekeach, when he's mekabel achrayis to the man that's buying it, but he also gives him over that power, that koyach, to go to the nigzal and be tevei the nigzal. So, as much as the Gazlan could be tevei for the nigzal, on that there's no kabbalas achrayis. And he says to explain Rashi, he says Ladina, that if there would be a circumstance that the Gazlan cannot be tevei the nigzal, then avada, the tefiah of the lekeach is only on the Gazlan and not on the nigzal at all. Which means like this: he's setting up, there's a stuck on a triangle over here, that there's the original owner, the man that owned the field, there's the man that stole the field, and there's the buyer. The buyer, his tefiahs are really to the man that sold it to him, because the man that sold it to him, when he took achrayis, he accepted a loss of money, because he's mekabel on himself from this lekeach. But on the other hand, whatever he's mekabel on himself, it's considered as if he does something for the nigzal, he could be tevei the nigzal. So ultimately, whatever power or koyach hatvi he has on the nigzal, that goes over to this lekeach, and therefore, whatever the gazlan could have gotten from the nigzal, the lekeach has to go from the nigzal, and his achrayis is only chal on whatever the gazlan, whatever the lekeach cannot get from the nigzal. Which means, let's say you have a circumstance, which in America is not so common, but in that, so these things do happen. Somebody sells you a property. Right? This is something which has happened more than once in Eretz Yisrael. Someone sells you a property. He claims he's the owner of the property, shows title, and the man that buys it, lekeach, he's a builder. He goes out and starts building on the property, and then it comes out an error. Someone comes and says he's really the owner of the property, and lebesoif, it comes out that he's the actual owner of the property. So that's Ramash Sugis and Gemara. There's a certain amount that he'll have to go to the original owner to get reimbursed, if the shvach, so then he could take, if the shvach is more than the haitzah, he gets the complete amount of money that it cost him. If the shvach is less than the haitzah, he only gets haitzah kifi the share of the shvach. And the rest of the money, he has to go and he has to reimburse. He has to go, and that money he collects, and the carry he collects from the Gazan, from the man that sold him the field. But if it would be an instance that the Gazlan would not be able to be tevei the nigzal, Rashi says a case that when the Gazlan bought it, he ruined the field, and then even though there are improvements, but it just goes back to the original value at the time was of the gzeila. So the gazim would really have no tfi on the nigzal. Then the tfi of the lekech is only on the gazlin, because really the gazlin is the one that took a chrais for the itzah, for the shvach. Just since he himself would be able to tvei the nigzal, so that gives the lekech the ability to be tvei the nigzal. But if he himself doesn't have a tfi someone on the nigzal, if he, for whatever reason, would not be able to be tevei the nigzal, so then the only thing you have is the ability to be tevei the shvach from the gazlan. So the, ultimately, the responsible party, the one that's mechuyev to you, is the gazlan. But if he himself would have a tfi on the nigzal, so you take over that tfi. But if he doesn't have a tfi, then your tfi, your direct tfi is really only the gazlan, because once he's mekabel achrayis on everything that you do to this karka, so there's no tfiyas mammon on the nigzal, because as if someone is paying you for all the work that you're doing, and therefore your tfiyas is only on the balabais, on the man that's paying you. You, it makes no difference to you anymore what happens to the karka. Just since the gazan himself has a tfiyah, when he sold it to you, he gives you that right, so then that's why you can go back onto the knees.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.